Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
We're venting about these, you know, low carb Atkins freaks, you know, the people who preach, you know, they'll get, you know, the 2 pound steak, but they won't touch a potato because, you know, whatever. And then they try to push that on everybody else.
Right.
And then that expanded into the freakish vegetarians who do the same
very
thing.
Very mean vegetarians.
Mean, angry vegetarians. You know why they're angry? Because they don't eat meat.
They're hungry.
I'd be angry, too, if the only thing I had was broccoli.
Right.
So then Melissa started venting about the people who assume that it's okay to force booze on her because she, you know, with her bad kidney, she's only allowed to have about a drink and a half a month.
Yeah, and I mean, not I shouldn't even have that. I think the thing that frustrates me, being a former drinker, is that if somebody, and you know, I have a medical condition, but there are people that choose not to drink because they don't want to drink, and that should be okay. And I think that when I go out and socialize with my friends, even there are some of my friends who give me a hard time about not drinking, and I just think it's incredibly rude for people to associate drinking with how fun a person is and can be.
Hey, Jessica, share with us your story of socially acceptable blatant rudeness.
Rudeness is when you are pregnant and just because you are, people feel that they can come and rub your stomach.
Oh, I haven't experienced that yet, but that is so true.
Just, oh, look at the babies in there. Put both the hands on the stomach.
Yes, and it's so annoying. Don't touch me.
I don't get, like, I think I'm going to have a problem with this, but, like, you know how you have a baby that's, you know, in the stroller or whatever, and you're walking through, you know, whatever mall you're walking through,
mm-hmm.
and there's, you know, the baby's being pushed in the stroller, and strangers come up and go, oh, look at the baby, and stick their dirty old paws
right
in the stroller. Like, yeah. You know what? Like, the baby's going to grab onto that finger, and you know the hand's going to end up in the baby's mouth.
Yeah.
That's nasty. Thanks for the call, Jessica.
Okay.
We used to always get it when Ryan and I dated for probably 5.5 years before we even got engaged, almost 7 when we got married. So before we got engaged, it was, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get married?
Totally.
Why aren't you guys getting married?
Amanda's 100% with you on that.
Yeah, that's the one that drives me crazy. My boyfriend and I have been together lived together 3.5 years, and never fails. We sit down to eat dinner or we go out with friends and they're like, so when do you get married? I'm sitting there going, okay, we both firmly believe in not screwing up a good thing. Back off.
Right.
And it always turns into some huge, well, you know, you want to have kids and blah, blah, blah. And you're sitting there going, no, we don't. We're perfectly happy with what we've got going on. Leave us alone.
Right. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it always turns into a big ordeal. I'm sitting there going, what business is it of yours?
Right. Bert has made this comment several times because people are never satisfied. If you're dating, they want you to get married. If you're married, they want you to have one kid. If you got one kid, they want you to have two. And in my case, once you're broken up, people are pressuring me on when I'm going to have sex again.
I mean,
everybody wants you to do something different than what you're doing.
Hey, Sherry, you can relate to the kid thing?
Oh, for sure. We have 2 beautiful daughters. They're both healthy. They're both wonderful people, and we have people constantly going, you got to have a son. When are you going to try for the boy?
Right.
When are you going to try for the boy? Like it's a holy grail or something. Hate it.
Like if you don't have one, your life won't ever be fulfilled.
Oh, I know. I'll be so incomplete.
Right.
Anyways, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Sherry.
Thank you.
Hey, Maria.
Hi, I have another pregnancy one.
Yeah, that's the running theme here is pregnant people.
It is. When you're pregnant, everybody all of a sudden thinks they can make jokes about how fat you are.
Really?
Oh, no.
I haven't seen you in a while. Look how fat you are. Look how
Oh, no.
And always constantly making fun of everything you eat. Oh, there she is eating again.
Oh, say, that's not right. But I'll be sure to do that to Jen when she gets pregnant.
Right. Oh, look at her. She's obviously eating for two. Hey, thanks for the call, Maria.
Sure.
JR, you're up.
Hey, man. The gym rat.
Yeah.
The muscle heads at the gym.
Yeah.
Who's always trying to get you into the gym.
Yeah.
And I had one guy come out and tell me, you really need to hit the gym. Like, I don't know that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we talked about the Atkins diet, you know, and people who are really, once they get into a routine, which is diet or exercise, and they're really disciplined, and then they get obsessed with it, it becomes overboard. And I agree with you. There's some people I've known that are just in the gym all the time, and it kind of makes you uncomfortable after a while.
Christy, taking us back to the pregnant people.
Hey, I've got one. When you're pregnant, no matter how pregnant you are, and people say, oh my gosh, you look like you're about to bust.
And you're like, hello, I'm only 5 months long.
And then, see, then the opposite side of that with Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
My pet peeve is making comments to people that are a little bit on the thin side, saying, oh my God, you need to eat. You're so skinny, you make me sick.
I would say producer Tracy would probably chime in on that one.
Yeah,
everybody's
is this Michelle?
Always telling her she's too skinny.
Or is this Tracy with a handkerchief over the phone
so
they can't
recognize
her voice?
You know, it's absolutely not acceptable to make fun of someone to their face because they're overweight or a little bit large. But, you know, it's okay to say, oh, you're just too skinny. You need to eat. And I would like to turn around and say, you know what? Your hips are getting on my nerves. Could you do something about that?
Right.
I mean, but it's not acceptable to say it.
Yeah.
That's great. Your hips are getting on my nerves. God, I gotta be really honest with you. That spare tire of yours is bugging the hell out of me. Hey, Phyllis.
I know Melissa can relate to this.
Okay.
But why is it when you tell somebody you're a lesbian, they immediately think that it's okay to discuss your sex life?
Agreed. And that, I mean, I think that's, I'm feeling that a lot more lately than I have before. But yeah, I think for some reason they're fascinated by my personal life.
What do you do?
Exactly. What do two women do together? It's like, okay, well, what do you and your wife do in bed?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's true. It's rude to ask anyone who is gay what they do in bed.
Hey, Phyllis, thank you so much for the call.
It may be fascinating. Just don't ask about it.
Yeah, because then you have to give up your every little detail of what you do.
Well, right. You gay people should put out brochures. Like, you should put up booths at fairs and stuff. And
you know what? The only person that needs my brochure on what to do is somebody I'm going to sleep with so they know what they're doing. You don't need my brochure. You know what I mean?
There's the bitterness coming out. She ain't got nobody to sleep
with. It's almost Valentine's Day. I haven't had sleep since Super Bowl. People force me to try to drink. I'm mad.
The Burt Show.